You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder outlined his plans for the state during his last year in office, and joining me to talk about the governor's State of the State address is the It's Just Politics crew, Michigan Radio Capital Bureau Chief Rick Pluta, and our resident political junkie Zoe Clark. So first off, hi guys.
Hello.
Hey,
the governor says the state has come back. Detroit has come back. More people are moving in for the first time in a long time. Unemployment is way down. Lots of jobs created. The governor ticked off a lot of things. Does he actually get to claim credit for everything?
Well, yeah, because he's the governor. So, yes, you know, when times are good, governors get more credit than they deserve. And when times are bad, then governors get, you know, more blame than they deserve.
And just as well, you know, the Democratic response, they get to claim, well, they're not good enough jobs. Well, the folks in Flint surely don't feel like there's a comeback. And those in the neighborhoods of Detroit who aren't in downtown and seeing the Gilbert and Illich growth would say no. So, of course, it's every perspective has its own about whether or not things are good or bad. But there are some significant numbers that this governor pulled out. In fact, about 5 minutes before the speech, media was handed folders that had these kind of printouts, and they were handing them out that had, you know, these big, you know, this many jobs and things like this, which I think just is, again, such an indication
growth,
of how this governor
like that, yeah,
looks at things.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the Democratic response, actually, a lot of what we heard is Democrats saying, we like what we heard.
Right.
We just don't trust that when it comes time to start bargaining these things, that we're going to have a seat at the table and that we're going to get some of the things that we want.
Which for these, you know, Democratic responses now, this is the final and eighth, as you know, we've talked about Snyder response. We have heard now, you know, eight Democratic responses, and Democrats have been in the minority. That is why they have done the response to the speech, and it's sort of the same. But, you know, they don't have a lot of leverage when you have a supermajority Republican in the Senate and Republicans in the House.
A decisive majority in the House,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a couple of things that the governor talked about. First of all, he wants to increase the money for schools, and here he is talking about that.
When I do the budget coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be proposing the largest increase in the basic per pupil student foundation allowance in the last 15 years. Let's invest more in education and the operations of our schools.
Is the legislature going to be spending more for schools?
Yes. The question is, will the legislature spend as much as Rick Snyder wants for schools in the face of other Republican priorities? You know, writ large, you know, the state of the state, that's the governor's moment to say, here's what should happen in the coming year. And then after that, everything comes down to the nitty-gritty of bargaining with people who very often don't agree with you.
And of course, Lester, I mean, so this is sort of the big, bold, you know, official state of the state. It happens in the Capitol. There's the pomp and the circumstance, you know, Michigan radio and TV and radio from across the state do big coverage of it. But really what we'll be watching in terms of those actual numbers of dollars being spent on all of this is February 7th. And that is when this governor will release the, you know, executive budget recommendation, what they would like to see for numbers. And that's when we'll really dig in and be able to kind of, you know, see how many digits on each of this and what they're proposing when it comes to actual dollars.
Yeah. Sometimes the budget rollout is referred to as the second state of the state because that's when you put numbers to priorities.
Well, we know he's planning on increasing money for roads beyond what the legislature passed in its 2015 package. How much is more?
Mm-hmm. Well, we will see. And it was kind of interesting because that was, you know, one of just a few markers that the governor threw down on the legislature where he kind of went, you know, where we've gone in the past hasn't been good enough, that the legislature didn't give him as much for roads as he wanted the last time around. And this was him saying, you know what, we're not done with that conversation.
I think the phrase always is, we can do better.
Right. And for Rick Snyder, roads, infrastructure has so much been a part of the conversation, I would say almost up until the Flint water crisis, when that story took over everything for good measure. But I mean, let's remember for years in the first term of this governor's administration, it was always talking about his number, which is that we needed more than $1 billion a year for roads. And, you know, this latest package was nowhere close to that. So it will be interesting to see what number he says he wants. Is it close to the more than, you know, $1 billion that he had asked for years ago? And at this point, how much can he do in the last year, less than a year? And and I can tell you, I don't think it's going to be putting $1 billion in roads this year.
And not just roads, that he was talking about other types of infrastructure.
All of this money we're talking about, Speaker of the House Tom Leonard indicates he's got other plans rather than spending money on roads and schools.
It's now time to allow the taxpayers to appreciate that or see more money in their pockets.
So can the governor, no matter what he proposes in the budget, get anything past the legislature that's looking for a way to cut taxes?
Well, actually, and what Tom Leonard was talking about is just a classic example of what we're talking about here, which is not just, you know, tax cuts and tax cuts that are bigger than what the governor has proposed, but Tom Leonard also wants to deal with driver responsibility fees. That money would have to come from somewhere else in the state budget. And the governor says that he wants money for infrastructure, for roads, as we talked about, but other types of infrastructure, invasive species, environmental cleanups, more money for schools. All of those are going to cost money that's not in the budget right now. And I think it's probably going to cost more than any growth that we can expect to see in revenues.
The first year that this governor delivered his State of the State address, Rick and I were covering it. And at the end of the speech, Rick turned around and said, well, do we need a Republican response to this, Republican governor's State of the State address? And hearing some of this speech reminded me a little bit of that.
I flashed back on that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Next week, the governor says he's going to be introducing several initiatives, and here he is talking about that.
Back to infrastructure again. We need to do more in the future. We've done a lot, but we can't stop, particularly our environment. So on Monday through Friday of next week, each and every day, I'm going to roll out a new major initiative on the environment or infrastructure. And to give you the list of what those topics are, I'm not going to spend a lot of time tonight, but I want you to know we're putting markers out there to say we need to invest more.
Now, I don't recall the governor previously spending a lot of time talking about environmental issues. Why the greater interest in the environment at the end of his time as governor?
Because this is something that's been under discussion behind closed doors for years now, that the money that the state raised through the sale of environmental cleanup bonds has run out, even though we are still paying for those bonds. And the cleanups still need to happen. That job is undone. And so the question is, where do you come up with the money for those environmental, this new round of environmental cleanups? And they've never been able to resolve it. And I think what we're hearing here is the governor saying that, look, I'm only here for a few more months, and this is all stuff that's got to be wrapped up before I walk out the door.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing to note because we haven't always had an environmental first policy out of Lansing over the past 8 years. But I would remind all of us that when this governor was first running, almost 8 years ago, that the League of Conservation Voters actually endorsed Snyder. And it was one of the first, you know, Republicans that they had endorsed in a very, very long time. I believe that for some of them came to maybe regret that decision or feel like they had put too much hope in a Republican and to see some of the environmental policies. But again, this is all coming back kind of full circle to initially what this governor wanted to spend money on: infrastructure, the environment.
Recycling.
That is Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, our It's Just Politics team. You can catch that segment on Michigan Radio on Mondays or look for it at michiganradio.org. Thank you both.
Thanks, Lester.
Bet.